This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're hearing from President Trump this morning as Congress confirms Joe Biden's White House win. This after Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building yesterday.
In a statement posted on Twitter by his social media director, President Trump says there will be an orderly transition on January 20th, even though he says he totally disagrees with the outcome of the election. The statement was issued early this morning, shortly after Congress certified President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Trump's personal Twitter account has been locked by the social media company for posting messages that appeared to justify Wednesday's assault on the Capitol by Trump's supporters. Lawmakers were forced into hiding, and the congressional tally was halted for more than 6 hours. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Here's how it sounded as Vice President Pence announced Joe Biden's victory early this morning in his role as president of the Senate.
Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the state of Delaware has received 306 votes. Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 232 votes.
And then
the announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed a sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States.
Four people died in the violence that led up to this. One shot by police, the other suffering medical emergencies. And now some liberal lawmakers are urging President Trump be removed from office under the 25th Amendment. It allows for the removal of a president who is unable to discharge his duties. The world is reacting to the storming of the U.S. Capitol building by pro-Trump protesters, Israel calling it disgraceful, Russia saying American democracy is limping on both feet. This is AP News. Lawmakers are vowing to look into how protesters were able to overwhelm U.S. Capitol Police yesterday. The AP's Shelley Adler.
Members of Congress want to look into how much a lack of preparedness allowed a mob to occupy and vandalize the Capitol. In an interview with MSNBC, Representative Val Demings, a former Florida police chief, said it was, quote, painfully obvious that the Capitol Police were not prepared. Another Democratic congressman, Tim Ryan of Ohio, suggested there could be leadership changes for the Capitol Police who were in charge of Congress. They ended up having to turn to other law enforcement for help with the mob that overwhelmed the complex and sent lawmakers into hiding. I'm Shelley Adler.
Some Republicans are now faulting President Trump for the GOP's losses in two Senate races this week in Georgia. Senator Mitt Romney among them. He blames Trump's talk of a rigged election. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.